It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcast from. And it's a Friday morning. How did we get here so fast? November the 3rd, moving into another weekend. And I'll tell you what, getting closer to Tuesday, aren't we, with that rate decision from the RBA. And I see that the Westpac economists, they have revised their predictions for the Australian interest rates. The chief economist there, Lucy Ellis, is now expecting the RBA to raise the cash rate by a quarter of a percent to 4.3% on Tuesday. Now, this change in outlook comes after surprisingly high inflation figures. Although inflation is decreasing, it's not happening rapidly enough for the RBA to keep rates steady. This is what the economists are saying. Ellis is suggesting that it will still be a closely debated decision, leaving a chance for rates to remain unchanged. So let's bring in Anthony Landau. He is back, the managing director from Equilibria Finance. And good morning to you, Anthony. Welcome to this Friday morning.
Good morning, Craig. Great to be here, mate.
There's one of the predictions from Westpac. You know, I reckon that on Tuesday, what do you think about this? I think it's down to a 50-50 again.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of economists have recalibrated what they think is going to happen over the last 6 weeks, I guess, when we got the first monthly inflationary figures out, followed by the quarterly inflation figures at the end of October, where we're seeing inflation still well above where the RBA wants it to sit. We're still seeing a tight employment market. We're seeing inflation driven by housing, energy, cost of petrol. So I believe we're going to see another rate rise. I think we're going to go to 4.35, and I think it'll probably be in November. There's some political pressure to hold rates, but I think if we've got our independent board, it probably is going to end up being a rate rise.
All right, so there you go. That is Anthony's prediction for next Tuesday. You know, I've kind of forgotten the number. What is this? How many have we done?
Well, the first rate rise was back in May 22. Then we've had a couple of pauses. It's been sitting at 4.10% since June 23. This will take it to 4.35%, being the 13th rate rise since May 2022.
Wow, the dreaded number 13. All right, we'll come back to you in just a moment, Anthony, because we have quite a bit to discuss, especially for first home buyers.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And good morning if you are in Melbourne. I see that prices have increased in Melbourne but remain below their peak from March of last year, with Perth experiencing the strongest price growth in the past year, up almost 11%. We spoke about that, didn't we, with Matthew Hughes a couple of days ago. Brisbane prices have jumped by 10% over the year. Adelaide prices increased by 8.7% over the last 12 months due to the city's housing affordability. And Canberra's home values, they moved slightly higher in October, with houses being the second most expensive in the country. And Hobart, they saw a 0.51% price increase in October, providing better conditions for buyers compared to previous years. So that from PropTrack. If you're celebrating today your birthday, happy birthday to you for November the 3rd. Larry Holmes, the world heavyweight champion, he's turning 73. And Roseanne Barr, she's celebrating too. She's turning 70.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And around the country, as we check in on the weather, first we go to Sydney, expecting cloudy conditions, maybe a shower today. 24 is your forecast top. Plenty of cloud cover in Melbourne with 17. Brisbane expecting a mainly fine day, little bit of cloud cover with 27. And in Perth, plenty of sunshine. You're going to need the liquids today. 35 is your forecast top.
Every week, unravel the real estate market to empower your real estate knowledge.
And we are back on your Real Estate Friday ahead of another weekend. Coming up, talking property, of course, and what a year it has been. And it is not over yet. Anthony Landale is back, the Managing Director from Equilibria Finance. And Anthony, housing in Australia makes up over 56% of Australia's wealth. And while Australia is facing many challenges with a housing shortage, because that's just been such a massive problem this year, and the rising rate environment, of course, the great Australian dream these days of owning your own home is still a major hurdle to get over. And you deal with buyers every day, and these buyers, they are getting their money together, which is harder in the current market. We have covered this before, but I think it's just so important to step over again. And that is, what does it mean to be finance ready in 2023?
Yeah, really good question. And I'm just looking at some recent data that came out yesterday, actually, and the housing market has risen another 0.9% in October. So we're now only 0.5% above the historic highs back in April last year. So the resilience of Australia's housing market is incredible. We deal with a lot of buyers, and a big question that they ask us is, or a big issue we deal with them is, getting ready to actually purchase a home and them understanding what they can actually afford, them understanding how much deposit they actually need, and them understanding the whole environment they're coming into, whether it's a first home buyer or someone upgrading or downsizing. 2023 is a new environment. High interest rates, rising housing market, cost of living pressures, the ability to borrow has gone down. So being finance ready is understanding the parameters, what you can do, when you can do it, and how to go about it.
Yeah, definitely 2023 is an unusual year, and I just wonder what 2024 sort of holds for us in this whole space of being finance ready. So what guidance and advice and a checklist do you pass on to these buyers, especially first home buyers preparing to buy a property?
There's two elements to it. There's the actual buyer's journey, what you go through, and then there's getting your finance. So in terms of actually getting finance, we look at it from the perspective of, well, what's the bank looking for? What's a credit analyst looking for? So the sort of things they're going to take into account are an individual's credit history. Have they had issues with repayments in the past, with defaults in the past, credit card issues? Have they got a guaranteed and stable income, whether it's a PAYG job or a self-employed job? There's different parameters around all of that. What sort of deposit do they have? Have they got savings that is going to leverage them into the property? What does it cost them to live on? What are their living expenses, liabilities, credit cards? So it's them understanding the parameters around what does the bank look at in assessing your situation when they say, number one, are you credit worthy? Number two, how much are we willing to lend you?
Yeah, there are many hurdles in that whole range of what you have just spoken about. And of course, mountains to climb when trying to get onto the property ladder, especially when that ladder reaches into the clouds. But it's all about the navigation of the journey, the steps that buyers make on that daunting climb to the top of the mountain. So with all of those analogies wrapped up, what are the three biggest challenges do you think home buyers face?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And probably over time, those challenges may evolve, but fundamentally, they're similar. Funnily enough, one of the biggest challenges they face is just the sheer fact they haven't purchased a house before. They're dealing with real estate agents suddenly. They're dealing with potentially looking at whether they use a buyer's agent. They're dealing with mortgage brokers, conveyancers, they're looking at, do we buy, what's the difference between buying at an auction towards buying at a private treaty? So it's a totally new environment that a new home buyer particularly is coming into. So that's a big challenge for someone who's understanding the journey. We educate, we make introductions to the appropriate people. The second main one is obviously the deposit. How much do they need? And often that's putting them on a trajectory towards, this is the sort of deposit you need to be able to get into the home you're looking for. And again, they haven't applied for credit and they may not understand what they can get accessed. There's a lot of government programs now helping first home buyers, whether it's federal government first home loan deposit scheme, state government stamp duty concessions, state government grants, or even family guarantee loans, or lenders lending up to 85%. So it's, they haven't applied for credit and understanding what's available to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we talk about the challenges when buying a property. Another one that many buyers lack experience with is just how to deal and communicate with real estate agents. Now, this, after all, is a relationship, isn't it? You are going to have this relationship and these can span years with the same person. So articulating exactly what you are wanting and expecting from your real estate agent is absolutely paramount. So what are some questions every buyer should be asking their agent just to smooth out this whole process when dealing with a real estate agent?
Number one thing to remember when you're dealing with a real estate agent is they are representing the seller. They're trying to get the best price they can for the seller. That's their job and that's how they're remunerated ultimately. So you're well within your rights as a buyer to push back on the real estate agent. Ask them some basic questions around, get an understanding of the vendor's motivation for selling. Why are they listing the property? Is there an opportunity to put in an offer based on maybe their negotiation, a change in circumstances, they may be looking for a quick sale. Understand why, how long the property's been on the market and why. If it's been on the market for a while, is it because they're testing the market? Is the price too high? That may give you some guidance on an offer. Ask about any issues with the property around land, around caveats. Is there a development application over the property? Has there been any water damage or defects? And get an understanding of comparative sales in the area. So you start to get an understanding of the market pricing. So remember, they're representing the seller. And as a buyer, particularly a new buyer, you're well within your rights to understand all of those different things around the seller's motivation, how long it's been on the market, issues with the property, and comparative sales in the area.
And Anthony, just before I let you go, we are in November, so how much of a squeeze at the moment for you dealing with your clients right now with this whole Christmas coming up? It's the silly season. It's the crazy time trying to transact between now and Christmas. So what's going on in your business right now?
Yeah, good question. We're sort of coming to the back end of spring. We are seeing a bit more stock on the market, albeit it's at levels about 15% lower than previous years. We're seeing concentration competition, so prices are still strong. And we are seeing people with approvals buying properties, which is fantastic. They've been waiting out for this time where there's a bit more parity in the market. We're seeing buyers able to negotiate maybe cooling off periods or settlement terms that are more favourable for them rather than that frenzy we had a couple of years ago. But yeah, we are seeing some sales wanting to be pushed through so people can enjoy Christmas. That adds a little bit more pressure to the transaction. But again, that's what we're here for, to get the job done for our clients. But it's been a busy market through spring, albeit a little bit slower than previous years.
All right. Well, enjoy your day dealing with your clients on a Friday. You got the weekend to look forward to, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it and looking forward to the weekend. Thanks, Craig.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.